Let's get to the carry out, which is our nightly segment where I read the newspaper so you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. The Chicago Teachers Union say they have a serious offer on the table from CPS. Karen Lewis says it would take a hit on economics to have better quality in classrooms and job security. This would be huge for the two parties involved and, frankly, for everybody else. I mean, I can't fathom a world where there's not an impending teacher strike. I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, I automatically don't like it. I say vote against it so we continue to have this strange stress in our lives about a teacher strike. Tonight, the GOP debates in Iowa. No Trump, not yet, but you know he's going to crash it. You know this is all a ruse. He's going to show up at the end busting through the side door on a horse that's painted gold. Then he's going to take a super long tie and he's going to wrap it around Jeb Bush's legs in like a hog tie kind of thing. Right? Because the dude's got super long ties. I find that so abnormal. Like, I just feel like he wants to be president, but he refuses to re-knot. You know, when I do a tie, I'm always like, oh, that's too short, it's too long. I guess I could do it. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. No way. I did it once. This is my tie. I'm not doing it again. I don't know. I just re-knot. It's too long. New study says that Ukrainian Village is the best neighborhood in Chicago. Heck, the best neighborhood in the country. Oh, what? I knew it. I knew we'd all come around on Phyllis's musical end. I knew it. When asked for comment, the last remaining Ukrainians said, please don't tell them I'm here. They'll run me down with the double-wide strollers, please. They found me. No more small plates. Kanye West and Wiz Khalifa are fighting on Twitter. I know, it's hard to follow. So let me introduce my new segment. Justin explains to the WGN audience the Twitter beef between Kanye West and Wiz Khalifa. Okay, here's what you need to know. So Ye, that's Kanye West, he tweets, which is on Twitter, the new name for his mixtape, which is an album. And Wiz, it's Wiz Khalifa, he kind of makes fun of it. So it's hard to tell because Wiz, it's Wiz Khalifa's tweets, which is how you talk on Twitter, are somewhat unintelligible. Mostly just emojis, smiley faces, tears, eggplants, a couple of 100s. Then like 100,000 retweets, which is the lazy way to say the same thing. So Wiz Khalifa tweets, which is what you do on Twitter, some weed reference, just marijuana, and the initials KK, which Ye, Kanye West, believes is about his lady, his girlfriend, his wife, Kim Kardashian. Then Ye, Kanye West, goes on a tirade believing he was dissed, which just means disrespected, which includes tweets like, you got trapped by a stripper, which is a slam at Wiz's lady, long-term girlfriend, Amber Rose, who used to be Kanye's lady, long-term ex-girlfriend. Then Amber Rose gets involved by tweeting and saying, Ye, Kanye West, is a whiny baby who likes weird sex, butt stuff. Then Ye, Kanye, realizes that he may have gone too far and he deletes all his tweets, it's Twitter, and apologizes again, lots of emojis. Unintelligible, of course, to Wiz Khalifa. Wait, is Tyga in this feud? It's not? And anyway, that was Justin Explains the Twitter beef between Kanye West and Wiz Khalifa. That took me like 2 days to figure out. In weather, 50 degrees this weekend, followed by a storm. Big storm. Everybody loves a storm. In sports, Jonathan Toews pulled out of the All-Star game because of an illness. So what does the NHL do? They suspend him. They suspend him for one game after the All-Star game. What? If I were Taves, I'd show up and just snot all over the ice, get everybody sick. The fact that a National Hockey League would take a star off the ice during a regular season game because he wouldn't play injured in an All-Star game is crazy. More importantly, what does it say about the state of the NHL All-Star game when you have to threaten people to play? Also, I hope you saw that the Hawks signed an extension here at WGN Radio. 5 more years, so I've got some time to learn how to say Artemi Asinimov. Anisimov? Anisimov. Yeah, we got it. In Bears news, well, even though the Bears aren't in the Super Bowl, all the talk is about the Bears Super Bowl. The ESPN 30 for 30 documentary on the 85 Bears comes out next week. Clips are out. Looks great. Dicka in short shorts, curly hair. I mean, I cried twice just looking at the clips. Hey, Derrick Rose is going to play tonight against the Lakers. Woohoo! Primetime steps up for the big games. In other news, the reserves were announced for the All-Stars, and the Bulls will have Jimmy Butler on the squad. No Pau Gasol, who was like 300 votes short of starting, and no Nikola Mirotic because he had an appendectomy yesterday. I'd suspend him. Coming up tonight, statement game for the Cats. They play Michigan State tonight. Coming up right here on WGN Radio. Win tonight and 16-6 with a win against Michigan State. Looks a lot better than 15-7 with a loss against Michigan State. So no pressure. And finally, a new study says that drinking a half bottle of wine a night can help you lose weight, whereas drinking a full bottle of red wine a night could help you lose your loved ones. That's the carryout for January 28, 2016. Look at that timing, Pete. I got that out right before we got to go to Dave Ennett. That's pretty good. So here's how it's going to go. The Northwestern Wildcats play the Michigan State Spartans tonight. Dave Ennett's got the pregame coming up in just a minute. I'm very excited about this game. This is going to be a great one, Pete. We're going all in on this one.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so it's a big night tonight, but we'll be back after the game, 10 o'clock. We're going to talk with Willie Harris, the Chicago White Sox fame. He's on a 2005 team, and the man who scored the last run in the World Series. And also we're going to talk to Rick Kogan about the piece he had last week about digitizing the Studs Terkel archive at WFMT, but also stories got coming out about the original production of Grease. You know, they're going to do the live play of it on Fox this weekend. And so Rick went ahead and chronicled the history of the original production of Grease, which was right here in Chicago. A lot of people forget that because there's been so many different iterations. But Grease came from Chicago, and really was the start of the off-loop theater scene as we know it.